Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, good evening, everybody. That was Randy Moss, Looking for a Friend. And I believe you can get their songs, his songs, if you look for them on iTunes. You can download it. And welcome tonight. We have Shelly C with us, and also we have Amy. I guess there was some kind of one of those mystical, magical mess-ups in communications, which I'm going, okay, if this is the fourth pace, we have Mercury, I know, going into retrograde. I believe it's tomorrow, so it's like I think we're getting a little bit of early Mercury retrograde mode going already. So
now Mercury goes retrograde on the 23rd, sweet.
On the 23rd, and this is 22nd, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. I see. Yeah, it is.
I'm really fine when you're having a nervous breakdown.
Retrograde Eve. Retrograde Eve.
There you go. And it will be retrograde until the 17th of March.
Yep. And then we had the Saturn. We had Saturn go retrograde, what was it, last week on the 18th, and it's like, that's not going to come out of there until July 7th. So I was actually going to pick Shelley's brain a little bit this evening and ask about that Saturn bit, and it's like I had her number last time, and it's like I am infamous for doing these numbers on small scraps of paper, and it's like if the small scraps of paper don't make it into my phone log, I lose people's numbers, so it's like that's what happened. And I was scrounging all over. I found her SagSun.com place. And actually, Shelley, I'm going to have you tell our listeners how to get a hold of you.
Okay. My website is Sag, SagSun.com. Very simple. And the best way to contact me directly is on Skype. Shelley.sites is my Skype name. But people can get over to my website, and every week, every Monday, new horoscopes go up for all the zodiac signs, and I put out the newsletter once a month, the Cosmic Chronicle, and that tells you what's going on all over, and it explains more of what's happening. My focus is actually astrology. I write everything so that any layman can understand exactly what's going on and know why they're cracking up. I think the universe is driving us crazy.
And
we're a galactic nutshell.
Exactly. Oh, golly. Amy, do you have some announcements or anything on shows and that kind of stuff? It's like, I know, let me think here. I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's Friday. Today's Friday. Yes,
it's Friday, so it's Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes.
Jethro is out of town, so he asked us to man the show Monday. You know, so you can tell everybody that I just forget the whole thing. I know Monday is me with the Spiritual Learning Connection, and I have a very interesting guest on, Jolene. And then, what do we have? Tuesday is Pam Cummings.
Pamela. And Pamela. Both times.
Wednesday is Aurora Rose?
Is it Celeste? It's like, I'm not sure. It's like, who do we have? I thought Celeste was on Wednesdays with the monks.
Celeste is on Wednesday with the monks. This is, oh, God, it's getting so confusing because it's just such a moving target. And then on Thursdays, it is
Jethro and Dina?
Jethro and Dina.
Okay.
And Fridays is us.
No, we have Fridays, and we don't know what the heck is going on Fridays.
So anyway, it's getting a little confusing, but you know that we always have something going on.
Right.
Get it out all over Facebook, and of course you can always listen to it in the archives this week on the Spiritual Learning Connection. I had Alyssa, the mother of channeling Eric, but unfortunately the Blog Talk phones were acting up, so most people had to listen to it in the archives. But we always seem to find our way. So I'm looking at your website here, and why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your background, because I always love hearing the stories of how people get people's journey. We don't need all the every twist and turn, but you have had quite a career in as a businesswoman, and then your journey took you over into metaphysics. So why don't you just tell everybody a little bit about that?
I've been a professional reader since 1986. That's when I and I was 33 when I first, just before the harmonic convergence, is when I opened up Psychic Consultants Incorporated, and that was in August of 87. So, and I got thrown through doors with that one, but that's another story. But I started my I started as a professional reader back in 86, and it's been a very, very interesting journey all the way through, because I started before computers, and I started before the internet, and metaphysics and the New Age had just started. We were right at the beginning of the whole transition into the New Age. And so I guess what we are is pioneers, those of us who started back so long ago. And then I finished my degree, and I have a degree in business, and I've got all kinds of certifications and in all kinds of areas. I raised two boys that had Down syndrome. They've both deceased now. And I do have one biological son that has given me two grandchildren. He's the youngest. Adam is 28 now. And I've been married three times, but I'm a Sagittarian, so that's not unusual.
That's 1.5 in Sagittarian marriages. 1.5.
Pardon me?
I said that's 1.5 in for a regular like Sagittarian, you know, like dog years, Sagittarian years. So
some didn't last that long. I got to tell you what. But
gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them. But yeah, wow, that's really an interesting. Kelly and I are both widows, but I just my breath continues to be taken away by women who lose their children, especially their sons, because there's such a close bond between mothers and sons. So my heart certainly goes out to you.
We're adopted.
Mm-hmm.
I adopt them. I was never supposed to have a family. Then when I hit 30, guess who got pregnant?
The neighbor.
Nobody was more shocked than me. Pardon me?
God gave you a surprise.
I found out the universe has a very warped sense of humor.
Doesn't it? It just continues. It just continues. You really do need to have a warped sense of humor to go along with it, and a light heart, or else it'll drive you crazy.
Oh, you'll crack right up. And I've helped people with psychic development, and to learn their path and what they're doing. I have a very, very broad and diverse educational and experience background in metaphysics, so I teach just about anything that there is and help people with choices and options, and that's exactly why I was put here, to help, to guide, teach, and give them insight with choices and options, and that's exactly what my job is. But I actually started way back when I was a very young child, and Spirit has been guiding me all these years. So I don't know anything different. I've been straddling that fence post between the mortal and spirit world for nearly 60 years now.
And you know what? It's a blessing and it's a privilege. It's also an awkward place to be. I had something interesting happen this week, and I don't want to bog down the show too much with my story, but I think it's an important story. I decided, I was Google searching everything's available on the internet, and I found that many corporations actually use psychics. In fact, Jack Welch is one of the most successful businessmen using psychics. So I'm involved in this college, and we were having this big event, and I told them, and we have a new president, and he used to be the vice president of Pepsi. So he's been up there with the big,
right,
big high dollar people, and they know crazy, and they do whatever. And I know that they, you know, get information from all different kinds of places. So I told them that I wanted a job as vice president of intuition.
Okay.
I said, I want to be the vice president of intuition. And he goes, what? And I said, well, you know, they didn't even have vice presidents of sustainability 10 years ago. So a couple of days later, I send them this thing. I saw I had a real strong feeling about that. And it was interesting because I had a vision that he was going to be the president. We were doing a presidential search, and I had a vision of him speaking at the commencement. And I said, you know, I had a dream that you were going to be the president, and I grabbed his arm. This is a couple of months ago. I said, why don't we just call it a vision? Anyway, so the whole thing's sort of been progressing. And the more it progresses, the more he actually believes me. And I guess it was like Wednesday or something, I found out some information from one place. I found out some information from a different place. And I was like, oh, my God, this could be this great big thing. So I just fire him off this quick email. Didn't tell him what to do with it. I just gave him this information and gave it to another person as well. Now, they have spent the past 3 days. It's interesting because people, I thought businessmen wanted to make the decisions themselves. But anyway, it's just been sort of interesting because I really do believe that these sorts of gifts and practices and things like that are going to begin to be incorporated into corporate America. It's going to be taken more and more seriously.
Ironically, when I was in college, and this was many years ago, actually, and my major was management, business management, and the number one methodology for managers is intuition. That is the number one methodology.
You've got feelings.
And I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
They say that the most successful business people are the ones who follow their intuition, and it's really true.
Right.
It's like they have that gut feeling and they follow it and they do well.
Yes, yes.
Right. We do have some callers in queue this evening.
Wow.
Hanging on, then. Oh, my goodness.
Come to visit. I love it when they come to visit.
Nothing
wrong with me.
I need to go say, Amy, what happened to you? Hang on here. I think we lost her. It's like, guys, I will say this right now is we are having some blog talk moments with, I think we've lost a couple of the folks in chat, and they log back in because they're our regulars, and they know that, you know, blog talk periodically does this, whether it's the weather, whether it's the planets, whatever it is. It's like there's computer glitches, you name it. It's like you will get blogged off, and it's like if you get blogged off, please blog yourself back on. Come on back in.
With a Mercury retrograde, too, that screws up communication, so...
It
not
does.
Worry.
It does. Okay, there we go. Okay, we got Amy back. Yay!
Thanks. It was so crazy because I said something. Anyway, I'm just going to say this real quick, and then we'll move on. But I found out, you know, those people, you know, the group of the real, real high executives, and they all meet in these secret places, like the Bilderbergs, the Build-A-Bear people.
Oh, yeah.
They practice psychic development at their little powwow. You know,
that's
and
right.
Here's the thing that's so important is I'm really starting to, you know, because I was obsessed with the whole New World Order and everything like that. The energy is accessible to, you know, we talk about equality and things like that. And that's the one thing that's accessible to anybody. You know, they can control the internet, they can control the water, they can control anything. But what I learned this week is that the energy is accessible to anyone. And they won't be able to do anything about it. And once you know that, just close your eyes and imagine and lean into it. And anything you want can be yours. And it's just so empowering. But you just have to remember it all the time.
It's the law of
attraction. When things are going good and when things are going bad. But I found that so interesting that they actually do practice psychic development when they go on their retreats and things like that. So
yeah,
you shouldn't be too.
I have been invited several times to different retreats and and meetings and this sort of thing. We're executives and business owners and this sort of thing have asked me to come and speak and help them to help themselves.
Cool.
So, yes, you are absolutely right.
Awesome. We got a quick question from Becky in chat. Is Amy, are you doing your late night show? Tonight?
Yeah, I'll do my late night show. I'll do my late night
All
show
right.
tonight because I got some new mermaid cards. So those will be a lot of fun. I'll do it. I've had a crazy goofy day. My mother finally came home from the rehab facility, so I've just been exhausted. But just listening and connecting with our Psychics Gone Wild family, it's the first time I felt any peace all day. So I'll do the show at 1 a.m.
All righty. Okay, well, let's get going on our callers here because we have several here, and it's like everybody's got their office.
Okay,
got
so I'm going to – why don't you mute me?
Okay.
So that we don't have so much background noise because I just get carried away and want to say stuff. So mute me and I'll man the chat room. You man the phone and I'll man the chat room.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Here we go. All righty. The first one is area code 215. Area code 215. You are on live.
Oh, hi. How are you guys?
Well, hello.
Good.
We're doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
What is your name?
My name's Jackie.
And what is your birthday, Jackie?
I'm sorry?
Your birthday?
Oh, January 2nd, 1961.
Oh, you're a Capricorn.
Yes.
And ironically, you know, and Saturn is your ruling planet.
It is, and I'm a twin, too. I don't know if that matters or not.
Pardon me?
I'm a twin.
Okay.
I don't know if that matters.
Well, yep. No, it doesn't matter, but that's a good thing to know, though, because it would explain a lot of your personality traits. And what can we do for you tonight?
I'm upset about Mercury retrograde because I'm going on a vacation tomorrow. So that scares me a little bit.
A retrograde should not frighten you or anyone because it's our second chance. Put RE in of any word and we're redoing it. So since Saturn is the planet of lessons, he's the taskmaster. And so since he is the planet of lessons and old age and restrictions and opposition and all kinds of things, he will teach you lessons. And when he's retrograde and appearing to go backwards in the cosmos or standing still, he is giving us a second chance to rethink what did we learn from our experiences and where do we want to go from here. And when you beat your head against a brick wall and you think that you're going nowhere, that's
uh-huh.
teaching you lessons. Back up, look at it objectively, and say, oh, I should have had a V8.
So, in terms of love life, because I haven't had a love life in a long time, and I kind of feel like I need to open up myself to it. I want to.
If you're receptive, then you'll put out that energy. It's the law of attraction. Like attracts like. So if you are feeling good about yourself, you will find others who also feel good about themselves, and you'll connect. But if you're feeling raunchy about yourself, then what you're going to attract is the same kind of person who's got all kinds of old baggage. And
okay.
I sense that that's the kind of pattern that you've found people that are really kind of broken and not willing to make some changes to help themselves. So you feel like you've taken on the whole responsibility of this person, which you can't. You've got to change that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that will open up open doors and opportunity for a much, much more rewarding relationship.
Well, that'll be a good change.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you.
Well, yes, thank you for
thank
calling.
You for calling
okay. All right, bye-bye.
All righty. First one down and out of the gate, and let's see if okay, here we go. Oh, I know. Blog Talk is having what I'm calling the Blog Talk moments, and we're having interesting things happen in the studio, but it's okay. Let's see here. Our next person coming on with us here is area code 410. 410, we got you on.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
My name is Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
Oh, good. I did hear you right. And what is your birth date, Maria?
October 25th.
Oh, okay. You are a Scorpio. You're a water sign.
I am.
You're ruled by your emotions. What kind? Pardon me?
Definitely.
Yep. And you've had some real tough things happening over the last year and a half or so that's just about driven you crazy and sent you over the edge.
Yes.
And you're wondering, when is this going to end? When is it going to finally straighten up and where you've got better control of your world and what's going on? And I can truthfully tell you that by June 25th of this year, you will feel a lot better, like, oh, finally, it's all starting to fall into place like the domino effect.
Wow. What causes that shift?
Okay. Right now, what I will tell you, all right, the technical end of things is, what's going on in the cosmos, kids? Here's what's going on. Jupiter and Gemini are going hand in hand and transiting through the zodiac. And Jupiter's the money planet. And the planet of expansion and creative ideas and just all kinds of positive things in the cosmos. It's also the slowest moving planet in the cosmos. And Gemini is the sign of mental, it's logic, it's the thinker, the idea person that makes things happen. So you put the two of them together, and as they're going hand in hand, strolling through the signs, any projects that were started before October, when Jupiter went retrograde from October 4th until the 30th of January, and that 4 months, everything kind of got put on the back burner and kind of came to a screeching halt while Jupiter was taking a nap somewhere. Mm. And but now it's rocking and rolling, and the two of them are going hand in hand and swinging through the galaxy, just teaching all kinds of lessons, but also in the process, because we have that Saturn retrograde happening. And so we've got the lessons and the good stuff happening. So you're going to do anything that you start or want to start, we are going to also think before we act. I guess that is the best way I can put it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. The job that I'm in now, do you think I'm going to be there much longer, or will I move on to something different?
Are you contracted in this job?
I'm sorry?
Is this a contract job, hon?
No.
No. Okay, because I'm sensing that you're not real happy where you're at.
I mean, it's okay for the type of work that it is, but it's not what I want to do.
Not challenging enough.
Mm-mm. No.
Right. Okay. Have you been putting out resumes and getting the ball rolling to move forward?
I've been putting forth some effort, but I'm not sure if it's enough. I just I feel kind of stuck.
Go with your gut level, but I also think you would be much happier if you were your own boss. I think that's really what you want to do, and you're afraid to take that leap of faith.
Yes.
Right. Give yourself a chance. Go for it.
I mean, ultimately, I'm going to take some path. Do you think I'll be in this job in 6 months?
I'm not getting a... if you choose to be there, you will be. But I don't sense that you will be there, because you will finally discover what your niche is, what your passion is, what you really want to do when you grow up. And that's what a lot of people are finding out now. They're trying to answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Right.
That's a tough one.
Mm.
But I think that you will finally take that leap of faith and do what you have always wanted to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Gotcha.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All righty. Okay. All righty. Thank you. And call back in again. I'll look at some people on the follow-up. All righty. Oh, we're clicking right along here, Shelley. It's like we might actually make our cue here tonight. I hope so. Our next caller is, I'm thinking it's a Skype caller, because it's one of those really uber long numbers. So it's like there's no name with it, but it's a 1 and a 442. So it's like, okay, our Skype caller here, you are on with us.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. And can I ask my question?
What is your birthday, honey?
It's 24th April 1978.
Okay. 24th of April?
Yes, 24th of April 1978. Sorry, I'm on a bad line.
Are we hearing okay? Can you hear okay, Shelley?
Yeah, I'm hearing now.
Okay, there we go.
You're a Taurus. You're an Earth sign. What kinds of questions do you have?
Yes, can I ask you a question, or do you need to read my birth chart first?
No. Ask your question, sweet.
Okay. So very recently, I quite like a girl called Anne. So can you tell me a bit about how things will go, whether things will progress between me and her or not?
Okay, you're wanting to know if this will progress into something more than just a platonic relationship?
Yes.
I'm sensing that you have a romantic side to you, but you can also be quite dominant. And without having more information, and this is not really the place to do that, I would like to say that if you go slow and you treat her with mutual respect, and she learns to trust you, yes, it will move forward.
Okay. Is there anything else you are getting?
What are you picking up over there?
Sorry, wasn't that a question for me?
No, the gal is on with me tonight. I'm trying to...
Oh, me. I don't know. I would just say I think just, you know, take it slow, take it easy. You know, really get to know the person. I mean, you know, you want to let her know that you're interested in her, but don't push her, don't rush her. You know, just kind of, you know, all those kind of things. It's like, just kind of, you know, take your time, because this is, I know we've gotten used to living in like an instant world with, you know, instant coffee and instant everything else, but relationships are the one thing that really, if we want them to last, they need to not be that instant moment. It's like you need to really take the time to get to know the person and let that person get to know you. So it's kind of more like a good relationship is more like growing a garden. It's like, you know, you plant the seeds, you water them, you know, and you tend to it and pull weeds when they come up. And, you know, really it just takes time. It's, you know, a good relationship is like gardening. It just takes time.
Okay, thank you. And do you see that, do you think that the universe wants to bring us together, or the universe will give us the opportunity to spend time to be able to nurture the relationship? Or are we going to drift apart because of work and profession?
Depends on how much. God helps those who help themselves. And it depends on how much effort you put into it. And I feel she will reciprocate. If you show an interest, she will in kind.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. But, yeah. But we are going to we work in the same company and we work in separate fields. But do you think there's a chance of us working together in the near from say March onwards?
March onwards. To keep working at the same company.
Do you think I'll get sorry, my simple question is, do you think we'll get the opportunity to work closer in the same place so that we can spend more time? Otherwise, it's not, we won't go out of our way to, because I've just met her since last 3 weeks, so we won't go out of the way to do that, to, you know, meet.
Oh, I see. Are you gonna? Do you think there's a chance of both of you being assigned, like, to the same project or the same place in the company that you both work at, so you could see each other more on a basis like that?
Yeah. Not the same project, but that's the same workplace at least, same location.
Location. I'm not getting much on that. How about you, Shelley?
No, I'm not. I'm not getting. I think that there are policies in place where you guys work that is frowns on fraternization with employees. I'm picking that up.
Okay.
So whatever kind of effort you want to put into it would have to be outside of the workplace.
Outside the workplace.
Okay, fine.
It's going to take a little more effort, yep.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And let's see, moving right along here. And our next person is area code 253. You've got your hand up, 253. You're on with us. Hello?
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 Hello, do you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good and clear.
Hi. Pardon me?
What? My name's Becky.
Oh, hello, Becky.
Becky. Hi. There we go. Okay.
There we go. And what is your birthday, Becky?
12/17.
You're a Sag.
Yes.
Yes. You're a fire sign. You make things happen. So tell me what's going on.
I want you to tell me.
Well, what is your question?
What do you see in relationship?
I'm seeing that you can be
I'm in one. It's a very new one.
Mm-hmm. And
we're getting home on a Friday night. Okay, now it makes sense.
You've got a very dynamic personality, and sometimes, even though you're glowing in the dark, you're extremely intuitive. Extremely intuitive. And you know in your gut if when you meet somebody, if this is the right person or not. and you'll make light of it if the situation goes sour. But it would take someone with a tremendous sense of humor and the ability to put up with as fast a pace as you like to go. So if this fellow can't keep up with you, don't take it personally.
Right. Well, no, he's pretty funny. He's pretty funny on his side too. I mean,
mm-hmm. As long as you guys have good conversations together, and you learn to trust each other, and there's mutual respect, yeah, it'll go somewhere.
Okay, I just have to be patient. Well, because right now this is what happened. We met, and then he started a new job.
Right.
And so
that's
the new job
is now for
what
him.
Was that?
His new job and what he's doing is very important, and it's his taking a lot of his focus.
Right, 14, 15-hour days.
Right. So,
yeah.
And you have to respect that. The man is really trying.
Okay. So I just
yeah.
need to be patient.
That would be a good thing.
That's a hard thing to do in a new relationship. With a new relationship and somebody you like, it's hard to be patient. Is this what you're saying? I know, and I'm not a person to be patient.
Well, that's a lesson you have to learn. Patience and coping and you've got your own world to be building. You're going
True.
In all kinds of directions too, and making and you're working with through the transition too. Keep it going on.
Right. Sorry, that was me. That underwater sound.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, what is that noise?
Like, oh my God!
I think it must be a mistake.
We're having a Mercury retrograde moment. Hold that thought, kids.
So, okay, well, I guess you answered my question. I just need to be patient.
Yes.
And that's
yes. And be supportive.
I am
will be more endearing to him than you know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Yes, I will resign, yes.
I can be patient. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
Yep.
All righty.
Didn't happen on my shift. I just work
oh,
here.
Yeah.
No problem.
We are going to make our queue here. It's like, okay, we have two callers in queue. And thank you guys for hanging on here. We've got area code 617. 617, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm going up.
Good. And what is your name?
I'm Catherine.
Okay. Jackon?
No, Catherine.
Catherine?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my middle sister's name is Catherine. And
okay.
Your birth?
4/18/1970.
Okay. April 14th would be?
No, 4/18.
Oh,
April 18th. April 18th, 1970. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are an Aries.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are a fire sign, and you patience is not a virtue.
Oh, a fire sign.
You want it to happen yesterday, and lots of it, whatever it is.
Okay. Wow.
Yep. So what are your questions?
Do you see children around me in my relationship that I'm in now?
Children that are already here or coming? They do have a cure for that now, you know.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. It just,
it just popped out.
No, just that quick. No problem. Okay. Are these little munchkins already here?
No, I want to know, did you see me about to have one?
Oh. Okay. I'm not picking anything up. Are you?
Not at the moment.
No.
Are you married to the person in this relationship, or is this just somebody you're dating and thinking about, or?
No, I'm in a relationship with.
And you suspect that you're pregnant?
No, actually, you see a baby coming soon in the picture.
Oh, not unless it's intentional, because I do not see one.
Oh, okay. So what do y'all see around me? Happiness with him?
You have questions and you're not going with your gut level. You have questions about this relationship, and you are the one that has to make this decision. We can't make that decision for you, or neither can the universe. You have to make that choice. I do feel that you've been in past lives together, and there's an awful lot of karma between the two of you.
Yeah.
Yep. And I can truthfully say that this has been a tough relationship, and the thing with karmic relationships is you have been given this opportunity to make right the wrongs, and in 9 times out of 10 it's to sever that situation, to take care of it now so you don't have to come back in another lifetime and repeat it again like a bad summer rerun.
You said that we was together in another lifetime, me and him?
Yeah, several.
We was?
Mm-hmm. That's why you're having so many questions.
I've been with him before, you say?
Mm-hmm.
What lifetime was that?
I'm just being told this is a karmic relationship. And that's why you're listening.
Because we haven't been together for a year yet.
I know, not in this. You've been together in this lifetime for about a year, but past lives, lifetimes ago.
See, I've been born like 3 or 4 times already.
I have no way of knowing that, honey. I don't know. But you've had other lifetimes. And so is he.
See, so me and this man went right now, been together before in lifetime?
Yes.
So how many times before?
I'm not being shown that. I don't know.
Those are what you're saying. If I've been together with this man in lifetime before, that means I've been birthed and I've been reborn again. That's the only way I can be in a lifetime with that man before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying. All right. If you would like to continue this conversation, you can contact me or the gal that's on with me tonight, and we can go through this with you. If that will help.
Okay, so how would I get in contact with you?
My website is badgesun.com.
I don't have no computer.
Okay.
Phone number.
How would you contact me then? Okay, I'm up for suggestions. What do you suggest?
For me?
No, the gal that's with me tonight. I can't remember her name. Boy, senior
Kelly.
Mom.
It's Kelly. It's fine.
Oh, Kelly. I got to write
that
down.
Yeah, like, are you? Yeah. Oh, that's fine. Shelly, are you willing to give her your phone number? Because it's like, I mean, she can, you know, obviously she can call into the show. It's like, you know, I wasn't sure if you gave your phone number out. You know, if that's the only way people have to contact you, you know, are you willing to do that with her or not?
I know, because once you give me her number, everybody's going to be able to get it, too. That's another thing.
Pardon me?
No, I'm just saying, once you give me your number, whoever else is listening now can get the number as well. And I don't know who's all listening. I don't, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah. True.
Yeah, that would not be a good idea.
So what is your website? I can just go to somebody's house and just use their computer. How that
or
sound?
The library. Yeah, or the library even. The library, library okay. A lot of times has free internet. Libraries do.
Okay, I go to the library then. You're right.
Okay. That would work out real well.
Yes, ma'am. So what is your website?
Badge. S as in Sam, A G as in George, S as in Sam, UN.com.
SGSUN.com?
S as in Sam, A as in Apple, A as in Apple. Yeah, Sag, S-G, S-U-N.
S-A-S. U N, you're breaking up.
Okay, it's S A G S U N, SagSun.com.
Oh, S A G S U N. Okay, that's what I thought because like you were saying the phone kept breaking up.
Oh, sorry.
Guess that Mercury's visiting us early.
It is. Yes, it is.
All righty.
Okay. Okay,
alrighty.
I got you.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you. I'll keep
you
in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay. And let's see. We got one more person in queue with their hands raised. We actually got two, but only one person is actually looking to have a reading here, and it's a person with all one. We have a 111, 111, 111, 111. So I'm thinking this is another Skype caller.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Very good.
Oh, do you need my birth date?
Mm-hmm.
12/31.
Yes, ma'am, that would help a lot.
12/31.
Oh, you're Capricorn.
Yes.
You're an earth sign. And what can we do for you tonight?
If you pick up on anything on me.
Have you started your own business yet?
No.
What's holding you back?
I don't want to be my own boss.
Wow. It's been very hard getting to the top of your mountain, though, hasn't it?
No, I've been in business with my family and friends, so I don't want to do it.
I see. Okay.
You can all work behind the scenes and go, nope, I don't want to do that.
True. You've learned those lessons. Okay. And what in particular do you want us to zoom in on, honey?
Job-wise or relationship or anything, you pick up on either one, doesn't matter.
Okay. What are you picking up, Kelly?
All I'm kind of getting is like there's some sadness with you somewhere along the line. It's just like I don't know, either I want to say not nervousness, but it's just like some sad, some upset, something's going on emotionally with you, and I'm not sure what. That's all I'm getting at the moment.
Yeah. You've been in transition for quite a while. You've been going through an awful lot of turmoil. Is there some problems that are unresolved?
Not yet on one. I just heard some bad news, that's all.
Ah. Well, that's what we're picking up then. And the thing that is, you're with all the other, with all the stuff going on around you, it's hard to move forward. You kind of feel like your feet are stuck in concrete. And the best advice that I can tell you, and what I'm showing, is one day at a time. Just take it slow, think it through, and don't imagine anything. Otherwise, when you start to visualize the worst, then you can make that materialize. But if you put out good energy, if you put out positive energy, then the worst is not going to be as bad as you fear.
I have been doing that for the last couple of weeks.
Good.
So I'm letting them communicate with me, so I'm tired of calling all the time. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's hard to stay at a distance. And you're dealing with...
There's a huge distance. Very huge.
Yeah. But all I can tell you is take one day at a time and just whatever it is that you're having to deal with, just concentrate on that. Don't get everything all jumbled up into a very confusing, scattered mess. Then it makes it 10 times worse.
Oh, I know that.
Much, I'm also picking up depression. Have you been having bouts of depression lately?
Depression, no. Just trying to get a job, that's all.
Right.
Getting frustrated.
Right. And put a smile on your face, a song in your heart, and move forward, and you will find what you're looking for. That's
just
the big thing right there.
Got a question. It's like, geographically, are you in a position where you could move for a job, or do you pretty much, are you pretty much, okay. So, kind of, what quadrant of the country are you in? Like, you know, north, south, east, west.
It's way outside of the country, way outside, way out there.
Okay.
Nowhere in the where I'm located.
Okay.
South. I know this is. The only thing I'm really kind of thinking is like for you is like there might be something like more in the south. And of course, it depends on you know what you want as a job or what area you're in and that kind of stuff. We got 90 seconds. I'm almost going to say something like Texas. It's like there's funny country songs with about my exes live in Texas. I'm going okay, maybe so, but.
Not in the U.S.
U.S.
As of now, but I'm looking outside.
Oh, okay. You want to go to a different country. Okay, gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Okay. If that's what you want, then concentrate on that, and you can make it happen.
I was going to say, free will can take you anywhere. Free will can take you anywhere you want to go. It's like... I know the one gentleman that was on with us would just flat out tell people, write a letter, like to yourself, to God, to the universe, write your wish letter, and go ahead and go for that because your free will take you anywhere you want to go. And it's like if you are determined, which Capricorns are, if you make up your mind and choose, it's like you can choose to go anywhere you want to go. And if you're looking for the intuition bit, then do some prayer with it and listen to your inner guidance because you've got it. You really do.
Right. Yes, you do.
And are they going to communicate with me or Do you see that anytime soon, or?
I'm not getting anything right at the moment. That doesn't mean there is. I'm going to highly recommend call us back. Call us back on another day. I know Pamela is our, you know, I'll say our love psychic, you know, that kind of stuff. She does, you know, love and relationship things. I know Shelley's got her show. Let's see, is it every Monday or is it every other Monday, Shelley?
The other Monday. I'm on again the 25th. Wait, let me look.
Okay.
I think it's the 25th, Monday the 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Cool.
Okay.
My
okay,
show is Mary and Son there on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then Pamela will be on Tuesday, whatever Tuesday is, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're, you know, same number, 773-897-6461. But you know, call us back because you kind of got a short time there, and it's like you know, it's like we'll see what we can kind of figure out. So, alrighty, and thank you everybody for calling in, and they officially kicked us off the air. This will be an archive though. So this is good. All right. Well, anything else? Anything else to say, real quick, Shelley?
Nope. Other than thank you so much, our listening audience, for being with us for this past hour.
Yes, indeedy. And let's see. Okay, Amy, you got something else to say really quick. You're doing awesome in the chat room. I'm going to have to go back and check that out.
Oh, hi. Sorry about that. I was busy chatting away. So we're going to be on Spiritual Learning Connection at 1 a.m. with my new mermaid cause. And I thought this was great. It was a fascinating conversation, and I thought their readings were spot on. I was kind of where I was out in la-la land. When other people are giving readings, I kind of try to just do my own and see where we get. But you got two thumbs up for me on the reading. So it's a great show, and we'll all talk soon.
All right.
Yes,
sounds good.
Well.
It's like, let's see, and I know Spiritual Learning Connection is 714-333-3354. Yeah, okay. And Shelley, and what's the number for your show on Mondays?
323-693-3312.
And I thought we had threes. Wow. Alrighty, so there is an archive, guys, and if you got it, great. And if not, check back the archives and then listen in. So, all right, well, thank you guys for being on and being here, and we had an awesome weekend tonight, and we'll see y'all again.
Yes, good night.
Okay, good night.